This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today called for greater use of traditional knowledge and artificial intelligence or AI to support wildlife management. He also emphasized the use of AI, machine learning, remote sensing and geospatial mapping to combat issues like forest fires and human-animal conflicts. The Prime Minister was speaking while chairing the 7th meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan Gir in Junagadh district of Gujarat on the occasion of World Wildlife Conservation Day today. During the meeting, the Prime Minister released the report of the first ever riverine dolphin estimation conducted in the country, which estimated a total of 6,327 dolphins. Uttar Pradesh recorded the highest number of dolphins, followed by Bihar, West Bengal and Assam. The Prime Minister announced the initiation of 16th cycle of Asiatic lion population estimation to be conducted later this year. President Draupadi Murmu today called upon the leaders of higher educational institutions to take new steps in the field of artificial intelligence. President Murmu was speaking after presenting the 8th Visitors Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi.
वर्ष 2025 को हमने द ईयर ऑफ एआई घोषित किया है आज मैं उच्च शिक्षा के नेतृत्व से जुड़े आप सभी लोगों से ये अनुरोध करती हूँ कि आप सब आर्टिफिशियल इंटेलिजेंस के क्षेत्रों में नए और बड़े काम करें और करवाएं।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah is chairing a review meeting in New Delhi on the implementation of new criminal laws in Goa. Chief Minister of Goa, Dr. Pramod Sawant, and senior officials are attending the meeting. The implementation and current status of various new provisions related to police, prisons, prosecution, and forensics in Goa are being reviewed in the meeting. India and Belgium today discussed the possibility of defence engagements in the Indo-Pacific, particularly in the maritime domain. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh held a meeting with Princess Astrid of Belgium and Defence Minister Theo Franken in New Delhi. During the meeting, they discussed ways and means to enhance defence industrial cooperation between the two countries. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Singh welcomed Belgian investments in the defence sector. The two countries also agreed to explore an institutionalized defence cooperation mechanism. More women in India are seeking credit and actively monitoring their credit scores. This was stated in a report titled From Borrowers to Builders, Women's Role in India's Financial Growth Story, launched by Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. According to the report, the financial awareness among women in India has increased by 42% from the previous year, with around 27 million women monitoring their credit till December last year. The report highlighted the critical role of access to finance in empowering women entrepreneurs. The government has accorded Navratna status to the Indian Railway Finance Corporation, IRFC, and the Indian Railway Catering and Tourism Corporation, IRCTC. Railways Minister Ashwini Vaishnav congratulated IRCTC and IRFC on being upgraded to Navratna status. Former Securities and Exchange Board of India, SEBI chairperson Madhavi Puri and two Bombay Stock Exchange or BSE officials have approached the Bombay High Court to challenge a special PMLA court's order directing the Anti-Corruption Bureau to file an FIR against Ms. Puri and five others in a listing fraud case. The case, based on a petition by journalist Sapan Srivastav, involves alleged stock market fraud and regulatory violations. The 97th edition of the Academy Awards has concluded in Los Angeles. Director Sean Baker's romantic comedy drama Anora emerged as the ceremony's biggest winner, taking home 5 awards in Best Picture, Best Director, Best Original Screenplay, Best Editing and Best Actress categories. However, film Emilia Perez topped this year's nominations with 13 nods. In men's cricket, India will face Australia in the first semi-final of the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai tomorrow. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. Indian Standard Time. India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final group stage encounter in Dubai last night. And that is the end of this news bulletin.